Land animals did not appear until long after the Cambrian period, and mammals did not appear until long after that. The fossil record shows only land mammals until after the extinction of the dinosaurs. But sometime after that, whales appeared. Fossils of dolphin-like dorodons and serpent-like bacillosaurs were known even before Darwin published The Origin of Species. Both of these animals appear to have been fully aquatic. In 1983, a mammalian fossil skull was discovered in Pakistan that had some features suggestive of a whale, but the animal appears to have been a land dweller. Considering the large number of changes in anatomy and physiology that would be needed to turn a land mammal into a whale, many critics of Darwinism have argued that the absence of transitional forms between terrestrial and aquatic mammals is a serious problem for evolutionary theory. According to the 1993 edition of the book of Pandas and People, which criticizes Darwinism and defends intelligent design, the extreme rarity of fossil transitional forms between the various types of plants and the various types of animals is a vexing problem for Darwinian thought. In particular, the book mentions whales. Darwinists believe that whales evolved from a land mammal. The problem is that there are no clear transitional fossils linking land mammals to whales. The very next year, however, paleontologist Hans Thewissen and his colleagues reported the discovery in Pakistan of a fossil with characteristics intermediate between a land mammal and a whale. The animal had legs that would have enabled it to walk on land, like a modern sea lion, but it also had a long tail that would have enabled it to swim like a sea otter. Thewissen and his colleagues called their find Ambulocetus natans, or swimming walking whale. A few months later, paleontologist Philip D. Gingrich and his colleagues discovered a slightly younger fossil in Pakistan that had some features intermediate between Ambulocetus and modern whales. Stephen J. Gould called this the sweetest series of transitional fossils an evolutionist could ever hope to find. Gould wrote, "This sequential discovery of picture-perfect intermediacy in the evolution of whales stands as a triumph in the history of paleontology. I cannot imagine a better tale for popular presentation of science or a more satisfying and intellectually based political victory over lingering creationist opposition." But no paleontologist worth his rocks, including Stephen Jay Gould, would claim that the series of whale fossils represents an actual lineage, because none of the animals could conceivably have given birth to any of the others. According to Berkeley paleontologist Kevin Padian, all of the fossil whales have distinguishing characteristics which they would have to lose in order to be considered direct ancestors of other known forms. At best, each of the fossils represents a terminal side branch on the whale's tree of life.